it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time, as you know, for an edition of Football's Finest with your guy, Eric Chiafalo, here at the Chief.
Do you guys want to start with the studs or the sewage?
The sewage. You know I love some sewage.
Going out to Washington?
I do know that about you. Yeah, are we going to Washington?
I'm a poopy guy.
Maybe we are. I have the worst quarterbacks in the league, according to Pro Football Focus. I also have maybe the funniest offensive game script you've seen for two games in NFL history. Like, I don't know how anybody could sit through the last eight quarters of bungholes football.
Yeah.
The drives, this is the results of the last two games for the disgusting Cincinnati's punt, interception, punt, punt, field goal, fumble, 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 punt, interception. Touchdown, punt, punt, field goal, punt, 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 punt. That's Bengals football for the last eight quarters.
Sounds like Jock Peterson's first 3 months of baseball.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they
fail
are
after fail.
They are the
sounds like a Joe Burrow MVP resume.
I know it really does make you feel like wow.
After 4 weeks, we decided it's Joe.
Joe Burrow could be the best case for his MVP candidacy is just watching the Bengals offense without him.
Not good.
That is so bad, dude. So bad. Now we also have the worst quarterbacks in football. Does anybody come to mind to you right now? Obviously, the Bengals quarterback, you would think, would be right there, huh?
Yeah, Browning. Jake
now, there's
Browning.
There's 38 quarterbacks that have been graded, right, because we've had some backups playing.
Jackson Dart.
According to Pro Football Focus, it's obviously a small sample, been one start, but the worst quarterback in football is Jackson Dart.
Let's go.
Look at him go.
Let's go. Guy's ass by dude. He is ass by
we
dude.
We got our bleeping guy.
But he got a win.
He did get a win. That's all he
I
does.
I mean, I'll stay with the rookies as much as I believe in the guy. He's got no help. Let me get Cam Ward on the board.
Ding!
Yes, sir.
Cam Ward.
He's number 36. There's actually somebody worse than him. Much, much older. But yes, Cam Ward.
Joe Flacco.
No, Flacco, according to Pro Football Focus, better than the 37th ranked quarterback out of 32 teams.
Rodgers.
Carson Wentz.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
How about that,
has Rodgers been that
bad? Has he been that disgusting?
I don't know. He's had a sexy pass to DK.
Well,
Ireland.
I think DK had a sexy catch
he
and run.
He did have some nice yak.
That looked like a freaking galloping horse. It looked like a racehorse.
He is a racehorse.
Dude, it's like he's doing an Olympic event called the ball carry. You know, it's not like he's running like other people are. How he gets upright in the high knees, it's just like, who would even think about trying to tackle that?
I love
high knees. Not the Steelers' safeties, that's for sure.
All right, give me the big Penix energy.
Not in the
bottom.
I'm looking at 31 to 38 right now. He's not in that mix. But you did say Carson Wentz. Congratulations to the Vikings. They keep it consistent because at 32 is Carson Wentz, at 33 is J.J. McCarthy.
This? Who's doing these rankings?
Pro Football Focus.
Oh God. Okay.
So yeah. I mean, do you take it with a grain of salt? Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe,
they're gonna crush Rodgers for managing the game and throwing short, which makes me feel like Jalen Hurts might be on this list.
Unfortunately, there is no sign of Hurts.
Oh, he's running for first downs. PFF probably.
Okay, if Wentz is on there, what about McCarthy?
Yeah, McCarthy and Wentz are right next to each other, 32 and 33. Jake Browning's 31, the Bengals quarterback. Bo Nix at 34. And Tua T at 35.
Oh, wow.
Those are the worst-rated quarterbacks in football right now.
Brian, we might have had Bo Nix.
I was surprised to not hear Spencer Rattler because they're only scoring like 15 points a game in New Orleans. But when I watch him play, I see a path to a somewhat successful career for Rattler.
See a path to the top five picks?
Another quarterback in there? See a path for a guy that's never won a start in his career? Come on.
He's never won a start.
I've always hated him.
Since he was a child.
Seems like a jerk.
I evaluate how in control and comfortable you are in the pocket.
Mm. He's got all the physical tools that'll make anybody, like, you know, watch him and say,
yeah,
I can win with this guy.
I could see it.
You know, but he, because he's got an awesome arm. He can move. Like, he does have.
He'll take a first
down.
That's
the reason he was a five-star guy. Like, physically, he is so gifted, but he just can't win games.
Like, I'm surprised when I tune it in how crappy of a college career he had looking at him move around. I'm like, how is this not working?
Unbelievable. He just never, for whatever reason, has been able to have, like, translate those gifts into successful football.
Well, the
where's can I ask you a question? Like,
what do you think, boys? Can you ask it?
He's going to ask it.
Do you have the list of all the quarterbacks there?
I just had 31 through 38 right there. I'm
sorry.
Where's
CJ Stroud on this list?
Yeah, I'll have to.
I wonder if last week helped bump him up a little bit. They finally clicked against Tennessee.
Hey, he did. That's they're ass.
That's okay. That's ass my dude.
According to
but he's not in the bottom half.
That was worse than the bottom half. That was the sewage.
Yeah, the sewage.
We could get into the middle of the road quarterbacks, and I'm sure you'd find him somewhere.
Okay,
is he
middle of the road here?
I'm gonna have to find out.
He's probably middle of the road. You want me to look for it while you talk?
I was just doing a sewage search. You know
I like
what I mean?
The sewage.
So Stroud didn't pop up amidst the disgust. But yeah, he hasn't been great. You know, he has not been great. I think he's actually been pretty good.
I got him in 27 here. I'm not the best at PFF, but I managed to get there.
27th?
He's 27.
Content, are you kidding me?
Spencer Rattler, 25th.
Come on now.
That's better than Stroud, told you.
Yeah, better than Stroud.
He's 25. Only in the bottom third.
He's not better
bottom
than Bryce
third,
Young.
Bottom third.
You know, he's definitely not better than
Bryce Young.
Marcus Mariota.
Rain Dakota Prescott. How about this? Two little categories, and we've highlighted plenty throughout the week. Like, what he's done under pressure is just truly ridiculous, what he's doing right now. But one of the things that Dan Rogers showed us on Twitter today is, looking back since 2018, they have a bad throw percentage of how many, you know, what percentage of your throws are considered bad, uncatchable, inaccurate. Dak is always in generally the 15 to 17% range of bad balls.
And where's that rank compared to his peers?
I don't have the other rankings. I just have Dak's numbers. But the jump for him, I mean, like last year, 18% bad throw percentage. The year before, 12. The year before, 17. Like, he's generally in that 15 to 17 range. And this year, 7.9.
Wow.
Single digit bad throw percentage for a guy who's usually, I mean, dang near 20%.
Yeah.
And it's under 10 right now. And it's a guy who's had to deal with a buttload of pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to really say about it other than, like, credit to Dak for just being awesome. And I do think there's a coaching, you know, there's a coaching component to this.
For sure.
But
yeah. He's been great.
He's been great. And the QB leaders in completion percentage over expectation, Dak number one, 9%. Completion percentage over expectation. Then it's Goff, Daniel Jones, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love. That's how that ranks. But
adjusted completion percentage, it's all there.
Yeah, like, and he's pushing the ball down the field. He's like, he's the most accurate quarterback, and he's one of the top quarterbacks in terms of average depth.
Yeah, I think when you're evaluating, like, what do the coaches get credit for, maybe taking some pressure off of Dak by a diverse running game, which can punish defensive linemen who are trying to shoot through gaps, maybe that gets you a little bit extra time. Maybe your run game is getting you heavier boxes, but not very often, right? I think when you're going, like, the mesh concepts, maybe a little bit more than Mike McCarthy or quick game stuff, and you're getting the ball out quicker. But so much of Dak's statistical success right now is the big-time throws way down the field. And that's not, you know, I don't know how much credit you can give to the coaching staff for that. That's just being amazing,
right?
Knowing when to throw it and then putting it spot on. Like, Jason Garrett joked with Dak the other night in a pregame interview, like, if we played that accuracy game right now, would I take you? Because Jason Garrett would usually beat Dak, and Dak said, not a chance in hell.
Yeah, he is the most accurate I've ever seen him right now. And we always got on him for, like, not being able to hit receivers in stride. Like, he's now putting the ball where receivers are able to get the ball and make plays after the catch. It's not always, and there's a couple of throws here and there, absolutely. We're like, Tolbert, I think, has had a couple where it's behind him. But the offensive line, I think, a big contributor to that.
I mean the best one was against the Giants into the double coverage to CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, my gosh. It was a gorgeous throw. Unreal. Yeah. But even being able to fit, you know, that hole the whole ball there that we were talking about to beat that cover two. To George Pickens, incredible. But the pass block win percentage, eighth in the NFL right now. Run block win percentage, ninth in the NFL right now. So the offensive line certainly makes a difference. You know, when you're able to play behind a competent line, that's going to help.
But I think one of the reasons why he's been so dominant, especially versus Mike and the Packers front, like the way he's done under pressure, even when the offensive line has sort of failed him.
But he's always been that guy. His numbers are great against blitzes. He's always usually been a good quarterback under pressure.
469 asking, ask Eric how bad it hurts him to say Dak is playing good.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Is that Lucius texting in right now?
No, I would say the pressure, Dak's been pretty good at times. And against the blitz, he's been great.
Against the blitz.
But the ball placement part of accuracy has been like average or even below average in previous seasons. Last year in the 8 games he played, I think he was 17th in like the true accuracy stat or whatever PFF keeps, which really measures, like, did you put that ball where it needed to be, or did the receiver just catch it? That's the difference between completion percentage and, like, the true accuracy or whatever they call it. And maybe there's a backstory. You know, the John Kitna 2019 Dak offseason, I think, is legendary, and it sort of marks a turning point for Dak in his career. I want to know everything that went into this offseason and what Shoddy and the coaching staff was doing different or Dak was doing different on his own, because There's so much more measurable better.
I'm going to get to and just answer the question. Like, it doesn't feel bad at all. Like, it doesn't feel bad at all to talk about Dak playing awesome. This is great. I love it. I just wish he had a better defense now that could actually do something, because this is a Super Bowl type quarterback that you're watching through 4 weeks.
Yeah,
we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But like, he's been awesome and it's great. Even when he wasn't playing, I wanted him to. Wanted him to play awesome. It's just a shame that there's been too many times where he's let us down. But not this year.
Niners fan, you know that.
Not this year. Okay.
Shout out Mean Green, undefeated 903. I love you. I see you.
We'll stick with the studs for a moment before we go back to the sewage. How many receptions do you think Puka Nacua is currently on pace for this season?
2,000.
Olchek ruined the game.
2,000 yards?
200.
Oh, 200.
Let's just take away 0.
Almost. I mean,
20.
100. Thank you, Dawson, finally. 178 receptions is what he's on pace for right now.
Seems low.
Just based on the games really he's been having?
Better stats next time, Eric. This one's assisting anyone.
All right. Go bleep yourself. let's see here. Back to the sewage for a moment.
How about most catches without a drop so far this season? Did you see that one?
No, but I guess you're going to tell me now.
You want to guess on the Puka one?
George Pickens.
0. Oh. Bagel.
Most receptions without a drop so far this season, Puka with 42. Next closest receiver. It's not a Cowboy.
No, it's definitely not a Cowboy. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 27.
That's a really good guess.
And it's right, 27.
Look at him go. Football guy of the day.
27. Ding, ding, ding.
Bang! But that's a massive gap. I mean, it just shows the dominance of Puka Nacua.
The lack of dominance from Sam Williams is hurting people. Over the last 3 weeks, he's been the NFL's fourth worst pass rusher, according to Pro Football Focus.
And he's coming off his best game.
Third worst run defense grade among edge players. He's just
all right, Eric. Just had enough.
Just right. You guys thought he was good. I mean, what the hell?
Salute to Brian for pointing it out in training camp that he didn't think he was a shoe-in to make the team based on what he put out there.
Brian, I didn't put him on my 53.
Broadus was crushing.
Thanks, Dawson.
Wolchuk, I thought you'd have it figured out by now with your 3 years of covering the draft.
At least you upped me a year this time. I do appreciate that.
Pay attention over there a little
bit. I can be held accountable.
You've proven that time and time again. I think my football quote of the day comes from Darren Waller on scoring 2 touchdowns in his first game since unretiring. Quote, I'm not going to lie, I felt like I was on drugs most of the night. It was kind of crazy. This coming from a former crackhead.
Okay.
Yeah, the adrenaline. He played like energy.
He played like a crackhead. Yeah,
he's channeling that energy.
Yeah, don't do crack, but have that energy.
Do you think this is legit? Like, should fantasy people, everyone be picking up Darren Waller? Well,
my leagues have already proven that, yes, he is a commodity at this point. You can't get him now. Everybody's picking him up.
Is he going to be like Julius Thomas in Denver that 1 year?
Oh, where you just pop up here?
Touchdown merchant. Yeah, pop up here. Gary Barnage style in Cleveland.
He went away forever after that.
Yeah.
Who are you guys even talking about?
We're just talking ball, man. Ball, yeah, sure. Welcome to the show.
Broncos. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Common damn right,
cold,
Gavin.
Common cold spike, by the way, guys.
I always thought Gavin knew ball more than Brian.
Totally does.
Someone said
I was asking about cooking at the break. Like, when's the last time you barbecued, Dawson? I didn't care anything about sports. I really didn't.
Speaking of barbecue, we're going to find out about Anthony Davis coming up here soon.
We are. Let's see what we can get figured out here. Brought us a basketball gang of seven is dropping knowledge on the rumor that AD Anthony Davis has gained weight. And what Nico might think about that. We have those stories and more. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. LA Live 5:40. And we're back on the...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 7.5 minutes from now, we'll get you the G-Bag of the Day. And then coming up at 5:40, it'll be time for LA Live with Lucius Alexander. This segment of the G-Bag Nation, the Expressway, is brought to you by the on-time experts. And we start with a story out of Mavsland up there in Vancouver, B.C. at Simon Fraser University. And there was a tweet earlier that showed a picture of Anthony Davis at training camp last year with the Lakers compared to this one. Looked heavier. It said he gained 15 pounds. Brian, what'd you find out?
Yeah, he has indeed put on weight. He is supposed to talk after practice today. So what are they, 2 hours behind us now, Dawson, right, up there?
Yeah.
Yes. So 2 hours behind us. So after practice today, evidently, Anthony Davis will speak, not Nico. And okay. I asked that question. I said, oh, wait, so Nico's talking? He says... A guy up there goes, no. He's Nico will not be speaking publicly anytime soon or often. That's what he said. So AD's the one, and evidently they're going to ask him about the difference in his body type.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's by design, but I would imagine a very active player like that, who one of his best things is being able to get in front of the hoop and put it up and, you know, go get it and put it back and get down the court, block shots. I mean, his athleticism defensively. So yeah, maybe it's just added muscle, body armor. Maybe his physical therapy team or medical team thought you'd be less prone to injury. Or, you know, maybe you just had a Luka off season. Sometimes around that age, especially, that oatmeal just starts sticking to your ribs a little bit more. Okay, the Big Ten's in discussions about a private capital deal that would infuse at least $2 billion into the league and its schools. If I'm the SEC, this one might be making me sweat a little bit. I mean, the Big Ten has had the deeper pockets, and they're trying to get organized in a way that could help all of their member schools be the best versions of themselves. Includes a 10-year extension to the league's grant of rights until 2046. But according to sources, the private capital deal and grant of rights extension have been discussed for months and presented in multiple forms. A deal and the grant of rights extension would also be a distinct blow to the outside entities attempting to form super leagues around college sports. Hmm. So this is a multifaceted type of topic. Sources tell ESPN this setup would eliminate the need to give an outside investor a specific portion of control over decisions or board seats. So they want money, but they want to do it in a way that keeps all the power inside the conference and the universities. And apparently that's a deal that college presidents have generally been uncomfortable with, giving voting power or control of the university to outside influence. Says, think of it this way. The conference is not selling a piece of the conference. Traditional conference functions will remain 100% with the conference office scheduling, officiating, and championships. The new entity being created would focus on business development, and it would include an outside investor with a small financial stake that would basically get a dividend on their investment. But $2 billion over 10 years is a lot of money, Brian. The SEC better do something.
Well, half of the top 10 teams are SEC schools, four being Big Ten schools, and one being an ACC school. That would be Miami. So, yeah, I mean, usually the SEC is on top of these things. And I the best teams in the country actually might be in the Big Ten, if you think about it. Ohio State, Oregon.
Yep.
You know, we'll see what you think about Penn State.
Yeah, fool's gold.
Indiana, do you think they're fool's gold, maybe?
No, I think that quarterback's legit.
Okay, so that's kind of what you're doing right now. So, you know, but, yeah, the SEC is usually pretty forward-thinking when it comes to trying to find ways to generate funds. I've really always believed that they were all everybody, the Big Ten and the SEC, were going to get together and form that Super League for TV. And then every week, then we see number one Ohio State playing – you know, playing an SEC school, or, you know, or just the matchups are going to be every week would be
getting
great.
Some great matchups already.
Yeah.
You know, I think expanding the playoffs has done a wonderful job for television and creating those matchups, because you don't have to be worried about winning or losing a game or even two if you feel like you are that good. But yeah, I imagine the SEC, the ACC, and anybody is going to copy this strategy and, you know, get the money in without having it. It's kind of what the NFL is doing, where they're allowing teams to sell 10% to a private equity outside operation without giving them any voting rights or control of the franchise.
I wonder if someday we're going to see I think they've talked about this. I wonder if we're going to see one of these colleges sell its football program.
Wow. Sell,
and then, you know, like all of a sudden that you're a company that owns Ohio State football, you know, or you're a body that owns Ohio State football. How much, like, Ohio State?
Much cheaper way to get in the game these days.
I wonder how much Ohio State football's worth. I wonder how much Oregon football's worth. I wonder how much Oklahoma football's worth. Texas A&M football.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's. Do you think it's in the billions?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have a top 10 saved most valuable college football programs. Let me see if it gives me the numbers.
I mean, it's like Ohio State, a $2 billion football program.
Yeah, let me pull this up. So number one is Ohio State.
Yeah.
They are worth just under $2 billion. $2 billion is what they're listed as. That's the valuation. $2 billion for Ohio State.
But reading this article, I think this is a way for them to not have to do that, but still get the resources. And we all kind of benefit, and we all pay this investor back, but we don't have to have somebody actually come in and buy us and maybe change our vision away from what the university, you know, presidents and chancellors and people balancing the culture of our university with academics and sports. I think they want to remain in control of that.
I'll tell you what. If you tried to sell me the University of Texas for $2 billion, I think that's a deal.
Oh, that's a score.
Huge deal, right? Because, like, that evaluation is only going to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might end up being like you're going to have to pay way more than that, like what the Lakers did.
Yeah, you know? I like what you're saying, Dawson. Anything to kind of help football and kids get paid.
Okay, quick note before we get to the G-bag of the day. LeBron missing the start of Lakers camp. Coach J.J. Redick called it an irritation in the glute, which sounds like a pain in the ass to me.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass.
Isn't that what it is?
Has been for a minute.
But seriously, the story does read funny. I think the messaging is off. It didn't make sense as I was reading it. It's very possible that, you know, they want to turn the thing over to Luka, and LeBron's presence at camp makes it a progress stopper on that, both with culture and just with game flow. They say they're trying to be more precautious with LeBron, and, you know, so it's not that big of a deal. We're just being precautious. But Redick then did not commit to LeBron playing in the opener, which is like, what, 3-4 weeks away. So, you know, when LeBron does play, he will become the first player in league history to have played in 23 different seasons. He is about to turn 41 years old. But I think that casts an aura of mystery around the Lakers and LeBron here as we get basketball training camp started. And Mavs are going to be playing out there in Fort Worth on Monday against the defending champion Thunder. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing what AD has to say after practice with his changed body. But let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has already live.
Braun. You guys know that streamer named Speed?
Yeah, he's a good catcher of the ball.
Traveling the country right
now. Yeah, he's a hell of an athlete, too.
Yeah, real good athlete,
Yeah, he was up there in Oklahoma trying some Brahms for the first time.
Oh, you like it?
Well, he said, let's try some Bronze. Let's try some Bronze.
Hey, Lucius,
he did like it, though. He did like that good Brahms burger.
What's up, dog?
What are we watching on the YouTube?
Just, you know, checking out some things going on at the State Fair of Texas.
Is this a live camera thing?
No.
Oh, this is Demetria, the former weather lady, right?
Okay, you dry snitching.
Yeah.
You just dry snitching? My God, bro.
Shout out to McGuffey.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't watching.
Dawson?
I was watching.
Come out, they got us.
I was just curious.
Guilty.
Yeah. All right, get back to the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Replay the champ. 2:30. You can catch that earlier. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up on social media if you think there's anything that I should be playing for G-Bag of the Day. You can also follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter and send all your hate mail there.
Yeah, don't do that.
Send all your hate mail there. This is this champion audio right here is going for day number 2. It's our very own General Gavin Dawson. He's a big fan of football players.
Yeah. If he doesn't want to live in Miami, he cannot take a pay cut and get cut. Tyreek has zero guaranteed money in 2026.
I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time, you know? Just like, oh my goodness. I couldn't. I mean, after the first time or two, I was like, man, I can't look at this anymore.
Oh, just the way he was.
See Byron Jones put it back in place.
Yeah.
Byron Jones comes over, helps him out. Hey, I got you, bro.
Just super creative.
Bro, that is so
all over the place.
Every time I hear something different in that,
I let it roll a little longer.
I just don't know what I was doing. What?
You're good with that, Lucius. You know what you're doing, baby.
Each day.
Oh, man. I mean, if you stand up and just shake your leg, it'll straighten back out. Kind of pops, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little misaligned.
Yeah.
The pause between shake that thing at one time.
Yeah.
And then the goodness.
All right, listen, let me just go down this list here. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. My man was on First Take with Stephen A. Smith, Screamin' A. And he's got an APB out for the guy that was managing the clock for the Cowboys game Sunday night.
Yeah. Let me start with this joker. Who the hell ran that clock last night? Well, if I ever see that joker, I'm going to tap on his head. Are you joking? You let that finger come down slowly to press that clock. Oh, game over. Ain't nothing you can do about that. We need to find that dude. I need to talk to that dude. And I need to make sure he don't ever clock again in Dallas. That was absolutely crazy.
Leaks hire those guys. Yeah, those leaks hire the guys.
Jerry, I guess.
But he didn't know that at the time. Yeah, so he I think know, we all yeah. echoed those sentiments. Yeah. Good call, Michael Irvin. Yeah.
I mean, it was the fastest pause I think you'd ever seen in football at the end of a game situation.
The NFL hired a Packers fan.
Yes.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're in the bowels there in the middle of the right field club. I didn't even realize just how close it was. And the Packers bleeped that up.
And maybe not even – oh, it's disgusting.
What are they doing?
That should have been a spike.
Like, Jordan
a
Love, come
kick.
On. Yeah.
Maybe not a Packers fan per se, but certainly a Cowboy hater, you know? Couldn't wait for something like that.
But I
guess Jerry was saying that he thought they won. Like, he's getting up to be like, shoot, yeah, boy, we did it.
They bleeped it up.
Yeah.
I just know that ref would have screwed us. He'd have put that second
There's
back
always
on.
At least a half tick. Always. On that incomplete pass.
Man, the Packers fans are everywhere.
They are.
I was at the Grambling Prairie View game.
Yeah.
There was dudes out there with cheese heads on.
Yeah.
Man. To take over. They really did.
Packers in all demos, bro. Everywhere. I was like, what are y'all doing here? Get out of here.
I wear white with foam hats on.
Foam hats.
Like my cheese
the game
rolls.
Is tomorrow, bro. All right, here's a major Patriots and Red Sox fan, super fan, Hogdale. We played him earlier.
Oh, yeah.
In live streams, the baseball playoff. Sox and the Yanks.
Sox.
It's pretty exciting how the game ended.
Oh, I feel like my f-ing heart's going to explode. 2-2 pitch from Chapman. Swung on and missed!
Oh, jeez.
Strikes him out! He gets out of it! And the Sox win game one! They win game one! The Yankees choke it!
Choke.
Chapman escapes! They win it 3-1! Suck my f***! Eat s***! Let's go!
football. I hope he can make it through the whole playoff series.
Bro, we're going to have to do the daily tracker on this guy. Yeah, I'm
his,
so
his blood pressure and everything needs to be looked at right now.
Defibrillator on site.
Everything, man.
Get this clear. Guy hooked up. When that cut was getting loaded up earlier, is getting played in a production room somewhere down the hall, and I'm just sitting it over there, and I hear it, and it was at the perfect volume. I thought it was majors going off.
We thought it was cool.
I was like, holy crap, what's going on here? I haven't heard anybody yell in studio like this since I used to do middays while Sean was yelling at Roy White.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good
or
call.
Or Mike yelling at Brian.
Shut up! Yes, it was like that. Like, yeah. Holy crap, a historic event is happening it inside where Majors has lost it for the first time.
Just Hogdale.
Hogsdale is his name?
Yeah, Hogdale. Hogandazdale.
Think it in the snippet, boy. I tell you what. Yes, think it in the snippet, brother. Boy, I tell you. She was holding the cakes up.
Yeah. Those cakes.
I'm enjoying your choice today.
Yeah.
The food is excellent. Yeah. I love the food.
Yeah.
Just need some milk with it.
That's a cheese pull.
Need some pound cake there.
She
right?
was holding up a milkshake, and I was like, that milkshake ain't as thick as what? You know what? Let's go to LA Ram Spanish call of Tutu Atwell touchdown.
There we go.
Against the Colts. Don't mess with my tutu.
To the right.
Tiene tiempo el pase flotadito. Tutu. Completo a la 50 y se va a escapar. A la 40 del otro lado, a la 30, a la 20. Va a llegar a la línea de regreso a la 5. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
20, 20, 20.
Tutu Atwell aparece en el momento más importante en un pase largo tremendo, se hizo solo y se escapó hasta la zona de anotación.
Woo-hoo! So good for them.
When I'm feeling I'm made up. Woohoo!
Yeah, good for them.
And that wins it's a Nito.
On the Spanish call, the play-by-play guy is the overexcited former coach. It's all in one.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. shoot, we got enough time to get to it. Yeah, I did something for LA Live, and it just didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out. So, yeah, let's stretch this one on out.
Stretch it.
Stretch it on
Meat
out.
Meat stretches. Kikuchi's on the bump.
You got yeah, that's stretching. They're stretching Kikuchi tonight. Baconator Becky. You guys ever heard of Baconator Becky?
She sounds pretty incredible.
Sounds
and
hungry.
Sounds like wifey material.
So, I'm putting together that she ordered something online, Baconator. And she's standing in the drive-through line trying to pick her order up, but you cannot stand in the drive-through line. They will not serve you.
Yeah,
you
that's
gotta,
right.
They will not serve you. I tried it down here at McDonald's one night. They will not serve you.
Can't do it.
Safety hazard or something?
Yeah, something like that. They feel like they're being robbed. I was knocking on things. Hey! Yeah.
Like you're at a deserted island. Save me!
Come on. Yeah, Baconator Becky. She's cutting in the line. She's standing at the drive-through waiting for her Baconator. Been there for like 15 minutes, apparently.
I'm sorry for being in your way, but I just want the order that I came here with a whole mess. This is a whole mess.
A Baconator?
A Baconator.
What? Who you came? How you got here?
Going to be honest with you?
Yeah, how you got
I
here?
Walked.
You walked from
I walked
where?
Walked here. I've been waiting for 15 minutes for a goddamn Baconator. Waiting 15 minutes.
Where you from? You not from around here?
I'm from California. I don't play with this.
You from California.
Exactly.
You what you doing down me? Here?
Nah, you want to play with me? You play with no. What I'm waiting for.
Yeah, they got you
you're
up.
Playing with me? That's at least two
they don't. What, so they don't want to give you a food?
Amen.
They better give you a
Amen.
Food.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. They got to give you a food.
Exactly. I just want my burger.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I just want my Baconator meal.
Oh. What are you doing?
Baconator meal.
All right.
Okay.
Out. Okay. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, she's out there for too long.
Baconator
cops
meal.
Pulled on up.
Yeah.
She's just wanted a Baconator, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was slosh.
Just give her a burger.
Oh, Becky.
That's pint of liquor, Becky, too. Baconator and pint of liquor, Becky. Hammered.
Tacos.
Kind of sounded like my three-year-old. Went from crying to, yeah, perfect. I'm happy now that I got my Baconator.
She got turned up there for a second. Man. And almost got twisted.
Oh, they don't want to play with me.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah, let's do that.
Is it Dawson with the Tyreek Hill stuff? I wanted him to shake his leg out, you know? For the love of God, dude.
Like a Polaroid picture.
It's horrifying. It's so crooked.
Please bless us.
Okay.
Playmaker Michael
That's
Irvin.
Crazy.
It's
curved. That's crazy. It's so crooked, bro.
See, a urologist for that.
Oh, no.
Is it the Red Sox streamer Hogsdale? That is a great name. Tutu Atwell with the TD in Espanol.
That's good, too.
I guess it'd be Dose Dose. Dose Dose Atwell. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
That's weed. That's weed.
I thought it was good.
I think it'd be okay. Like, I think it's you because it's dude.
YouTube.
Baconator Becky is our other challenger here.
Feel bad for her.
I'm gonna go with the playmaker Michael Irvin for saying what needed to be said there.
I'm gonna go with the playmaking machine, Gavin Dawson.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Don't mess with my tutu.
We're tied at one, Bully.
Gosh dang it.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to go with the Baconator Becky.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Dawson.
By a score of 2-1.
Nice job, Broadus.
Still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's me. I think Fred Davis is coming in. Maybe he wants to participate in LA Live. Speaking of that, let's stay in the Pimp Fred. Cup. Here's Lucius.
Look at her. She's talking to Smokey John's Barbecue right there.
She is.
Yes, that's them boys. That's them boys.
How's Smokey holding up Lucius in that conversation?
Yeah. Smokey's keeping his eyes up.
we actually... Yeah.
Being on all fours going, woo!
Lucius, I didn't know you were in your segment there, but we had some debris fall down onto... And the guy pointed out down into the...
McGuffey's?
Yeah, and the Ooh. Guy pointed it out.
I bet he did point it out.
She just took it right off.
Oh, I bet she did.
Some barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it was like
like a lorgnette.
It was
bro.
This ice cream with some toppings on it. It went down, and the guy goes like, "Well, you got some on you." And she goes, "She looked at him, just pulled right up, and put it right."
God,
a lot of dipping.
This is crazy. All right, man, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Crazy. All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything.
Wow.
Everybody get high.
There's things in life you just can't believe. So you order up a prostitute, right? This prostitute... lives with his mother, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He's got a massive criminal history, a 21-year criminal history with 31 criminal charges. So you order up a prostitute, and that's what you think you're getting. Now, when you look at that, you go, man, that's pretty rough, but, you know, any port in a storm.
Bam!
And then the next morning when you wake up, you find out this is who it really is. Yeah, we call that coyote ugly. You see, he's laying on your arm in bed. You go, well, it was rough last night, but I've sobered up. I think I'll just chew my arm off and ease away so I don't disturb him or wake him up.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Wow. This is LA Live for Wednesday, October 1st. October 1st is the first of the month, 2025. And it's Sheriff Grady down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a male prostitute dressed up like a female.
No.
Yeah. Oh, probably fooled the hell out of a lot of folks.
Surprise, surprise.
I see that a lot going to work on 35. You know those adult theaters?
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they have the...
Packed out.
They're packed out. No matter what time of day, bro, it's packed out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they have those female... Well, I get transgendered prostitutes walking around out there?
Dudes.
Cornerbacks, bro.
Wow.
Cornerbacks, dog. They are cut up.
Fellas that can shake that thing out one time.
In a half shirt with a six pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strong
like Zeke.
Leg muscles and everything with high heels on.
D1 breeders.
With looking like straight men, though, bro.
Hairy legs.
Crazy, man.
I pass by it every single day.
Delts.
Yeah, just damn. Cut up. Shining because of the sun. They got the good tan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, LA Live for Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today. I, too, was born underwater with $3, 6 dimes. Peace to the gods and earths out there. Yes, yes. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. It is a butt naked hump day.
Oh, yeah.
People at work. We're almost done. This is why they call it hump day. We're halfway there here, people. All right. So I want to talk about people at their jobs.
Okay.
I need some clarification on this one. I seen this circulating about a day and a half ago, and I didn't think to put two and two together, but Tolo helped me. He guided me along the way. Let's go to Mavs Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
Who asked Klay Thompson about Meg Thee Stallion? Who asked Klay Thompson about Meg?
That wasn't Fred and Blake?
It's got to be Fred.
No.
It's got to be Fred.
No. No. Listen. Let's see if we can pick it up.
Number of reasons. But for you, how have you balanced this summer for you? And more importantly, how has your relationship made you better as a man on and off the floor? And what... how that's going to move forward for you as far as your career.
My relationship with, like...
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes!
I'm not going to talk about that, but I will say that every summer doesn't change for me.
KG Ray! Off the top row. And no hesitation, Megan Thee Stallion. So many words to put in to try and make it a professional question. When all he wanted to say is,
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. Hot girl summer, tell me what it's like.
Yeah, my man. Yeah, bro.
I like Clay. He's like, nothing changes. You know, yeah. I've been dating baddies for 14 years in this league.
Wow.
Nothing I ain't seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
But for you, how have you balanced this summer for you? And more importantly, how has your relationship made you better as a man on and off the floor? And how that's going to move forward for you?
That
how
is
your relationship?
An all-time question.
Oh.
On and off the floor.
Balance, work life, off the floor. How have you matured as a man?
That man is wild, bro. He needs to take a cold shower.
That is shower. All-time.
Yeah, that's that man, bro.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's that man. Give him some props out there, kid. Staying true to himself. Staying true to himself, that's for sure. Let's go to Timberwolves Media Day. Why is Anthony Edwards? I don't like his mouth pause.
Oh,
he's too free with it, especially because he's on microphones and has cameras and it's right after games and he's just cussing and fussing. This is Media Day. You're in front of nothing but cameras in the media. Why are you talking like this, dog?
Out of your tenure here, what is the player that you most missed on the court and off the court?
My Jared Vanderbilt and Josh Okogie.
Which one's on the court and which one's off?
I missed Jared Van, both of them.
I like how the media just keeps going. Like, we've learned now.
We've learned. Just keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, that wasn't the N-word at all. Nah, yeah. We're all right.
The heck are we doing?
That's day one media day.
Come on.
Setting the tone.
Whew. Come on. All right. Just got to put that out there.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day. Just...
Day by time. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Butt Naked Wednesday. Question for the Tolos. Hold up.
I'm taking care of business. Woman, can't you see? I gotta make it for you. And I gotta make it for me. Oh, sometimes it's...
Without naming your job, tell me something you say multiple times per workday.
877-881-1053.
Hey, I like that. There we go. I like that. I still don't know that darn number. Pretty bad at it. Anybody else know some things?
I got to eat a little crow here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was dead balls wrong.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. Yeah. Good stuff right there, bro. All right, without naming your job, tell me something you say multiple times a day. I will be looking to the fan tags to see if you guys say anything out there.
Cool.
One Tolo says, I'm pretty sure we're going to get this one off the top. You have the right to remain silent.
Be safe out there, my friends.
Be safe.
establish dominance quickly.
He's arresting a lot of people if you're saying that every day.
Miranda writes.
Yeah.
Be safe, please.
I have a fairly large package for you. What's your gate code?
I got a package, people.
A fairly large package. And a big sausage pizza.
It's a 35, that road you travel in. Yeah.
Sure is. I'm talking about some big old dudes, bro. Just walking around in
quarterbacks.
Skirts.
Yeah,
corners, dog. Just wide backs. Look like straight triangles upside down.
Upside down triangles.
Just crazy. Name something that you say every day at your job. Take two of these daily. Pharmacist,
Texas on fire right now. Lucius 940 says, I have to yell stop touching each other 90,000 times a day. That would, of course, be strip club security.
Oh. No. Hands off the merchandise, sir.
Yeah please.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
That's funny you say that. This Tolo says right here, he says, sit your ass down and keep your hands to yourself at least 10 times a day.
That's a preschool teacher. Maybe a bus driver.
Sit down and shut up. Yeah.
That's what my bus driver would always say.
Sit down.
That was the 80s.
Shut up.
Sit down and shut up. Tolo says, please take your pants and underwear off and lay on the left side, please.
That's a colonoscopy.
Oh!
On the left side?
Yeah.
He's looking at cheeks every day,
every day.
Every single day. Just let Dad sit over there in that chair for a while. Let him decompress.
He's had a rough 24 hours.
You don't feel a thing, though, guys.
I wonder
how
that's changed his life off the court.
Get it done, though.
She said.
The body will be treated right. We are sorry for your loss.
Oh, a mortician.
That's a Undertaker.
Yeah, mortician. Yeah.
That's tough.
That is tough.
That is tough.
It's rough.
How about this one? So what brought you in today? That could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Doctor?
A general doctor?
That could be anything. I think it's a doctor. That's what I'm thinking.
What brought you in today?
I said that to Carter when I copied it and put it in here. I was like, I think that's probably a doctor.
Yeah,
the doctor.
This Tolo says, it's all about the tricocks over here.
Okay, I've heard of the tri-tip.
Is that
safe? Tricocks? Is that the same thing?
Is that a fraternity sorority manager?
It's all about the tricocks over here. I looked it up just to make sure I could say that on the radio first.
It sounds like a fraternity in like an irreverent, you know, college movie. Oh, it's the tricocks over there.
It's the tricocks.
They think they're the cock of the walk.
Yeah. Tricock. Oh, the tricocks.
They're definitely the bullies in Revenge of the Nerds.
Please note that this call may be recorded for quality purposes.
That's somebody that's, that's AT&T a spam. That's a spam call.
The collections agent. Alone.
Oh, no, if you're talking to somebody at the bank.
Yeah.
You're asking bank questions.
This guy says, he says the phrase, hover to discover a lot at work. Hover to discover.
Hmm.
Some type of computer guy. Some type of
computer
guy. They're
selling those metal scanners. Oh, hover over it.
Yeah.
Hover over it. Oh, that's right. The drop-down menu.
Yes! Yes.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There we go.
We're hovering.
Yeah.
Tolo says, he says this multiple times a day, this defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Cowboy fan.
That's Matt Eberflus in a meeting.
Might be Brad Shaman, babe.
Yeah.
Sprinkle 19 for a radio check. Copy 10-4.
That's a trucker.
10-4. Black Lightning coming at you. Black Lightning. Yeah. Black
Lightning. One tight fit.
Yeah, one tight fit. How about this one? Tolo says he says this multiple times a day. Quarter turn. Quarter turn. Quarter turn.
The mover?
That's what I thought at first.
Air traffic guy on the tarmac?
That's what I thought at first,
Air traffic? Yeah.
I had to ask what he was talking about. Dude's like a bodybuilder, apparently. Oh. And you do your poses.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to figure that one
quarter
out myself.
Turn. All right, cool.
This Tolo says, open wide.
Dentist.
Open wide.
Go.
Proctologist.
What? Proctologist.
Proctologist could be as well.
Yeah.
She can
turn. Cough.
Yeah.
My man said a proctologist open wide.
You're going to feel a little pressure here.
Yeah. I can make that thing burp.
That's just your pinky.
Just a quick poke.
You want a paper towel with this? Just a quick buck?
Just a quick poke.
Just a quick poke.
Oh, this is a
pediatrician shot?
No, taking a nurse taking blood.
Shot.
Blood or giving you a shot.
Lobotomist?
Yeah, nurse. Yeah. A nurse giving you a shot. Just a quick poke.
Just a quick poke here.
Ah!
Yeah. How about this one? Do you have anything sharp?
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything sharp on you that might poke me? Empty your pockets, please. Keep your hands and mouth to yourself. Your time starts now.
Time starts now.
Time starts now.
We're taking a test?
Man, I don't know what that is. They didn't hit me back.
Do you have anything sharp in your pocket?
You gotta ask those people. Do you have anything sharp on you that might poke me? Empty your pockets, please. Keep your hands and mouth to yourself. Our time starts. Is that a stripper?
TSA agent.
Oh, yeah, TSA. TSA. Yeah, I was. Yeah. TSA.
The time starts now.
Yeah, I thought it was a lap dance about to happen.
Yeah. 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 Good. That's a good call.
Yep.
You never know, man.
Keep your hands and mouth to yourself.
Keep your hands and mouth to yourself. Our time Unless starts you have now. If you do get a lap dance, make sure they get that stranglehold in there for you. It's about a 7-minute song.
Yeah.
Get your money's worth. She's gonna look down at you like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty long, huh? Keep dancing, lady. Your dog has to be on a leash in this park.
That is what? The
Karen? That's
the,
a Karen.
Homeowners Association Karen. Yeah.
Yeah. A Karen.
A Karen. That's your job to be a Karen.
Yeah. Karen.
How about this one? Open big, turn left, turn towards me, now spit.
Oh, it's a dentist. It's actually cleaning your teeth.
Yeah. Go be a dentist.
Ow.
I think that's pretty good. All the rest of them kind of a little too nasty. That's why I said it didn't turn out the way I thought it was going to turn out. Everybody say some real nasty things at work. All right, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Does honking your horn count as no? Well, I guess so. Be black tomorrow, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Looks like a mixed bag coming up, old Chuck.
Let's do it. Rhett Lashley addressing the Arkansas rumors. KD shooting his shot. And who could be the Rangers' plan B? That's next in the Nation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.